News Talk Breakfast.
In association with AIR. Do anything, anywhere with high-speed 4G mobile data coverage across 96% of the population.
This is News Talk.
Now, delegates are going to gather in Killarney later this evening for the Garda Representative Association's annual conference. And this morning, we've been discussing the association's calls for a 24-hour armed support unit in every single division in Ireland to try now to deal with violent crime. So for more on this, we're joined by the President of the GRA, Jim Mulligan. Jim, good morning.
Good morning, Andrea.
Jim, why are 24-hour armed support units now necessary all over Ireland?
Well, it's not that they're more necessary. What we're actually calling for is a more a better trained, better equipped approach to armed response in divisions across the country. It would probably result in a reduction in the amount of firearms that an Garda Síochána have if you were to have these units on a divisional basis. And also remember that these units carry non-lethal forms of defence, such as the taser, which isn't available to our people on the ground.
Just
to call for as well.
Explain, Jim, how it would result actually in less firearms.
Well, it's similar to the UK. In the UK, detective units aren't routinely armed at all, unlike they are in Ireland. And they have these divisional units, uniform firearms, or, well, they're not uniform, but it's similar to the uniform. They have these firearms units in every division to back up the frontline people if and when required. It leads to a better approach to the whole thing, a more cohesive approach, a better response and a better trained response.
Can I ask you, at the moment, Jim, what we have here in Ireland, we have six armed support units or regional support units basically based in six different regions as opposed to kind of the 28 Garda divisions that we have. And then we have the likes of the kind of more covert units based out of Dublin as well. But is there not a better way to use that resource in terms of trying to bolster the numbers that we already have through the likes of overtime rather than actually deploying 28 different AS or RSUs across Ireland?
Well, I'm not so sure overtime is the answer, to be honest with you, Andrea. I think what's been called for in the country is a more professional approach to it. If you think of some of the divisions, let's take a division like Galway. It's well over 100 kilometres from one end of the county to the other, and then if you expand that out to the region, I mean, an armed support unit could have to cover 150 kilometres to get to a call, and that's why we say, like, having a local armed detective unit who aren't as well trained, who don't have access to the
but most of those
taser,
detectives, though,
it's probably better to have an armed, a properly trained, equipped unit to support you.
Yeah, well, many would say that those detectives who are armed are doing actually investigative work rather than actually necessarily out on the ground. I suppose a lot of the discussion that we've been having today is probably in the context of what's happening in Drogheda over the past number of weeks, and I know that you probably don't necessarily want to get into the specifics of that, but there have been calls from local representatives, for instance, in the Drogheda region. They're wondering, you know, why is there not a 24-hour armed presence on the streets there? And I suppose that's something similar to what happened in Dublin and in addressing gangland crime previously in Limerick.
Well, look, Andrea, it's an extraordinary situation that's going on up there. We've had these extraordinary situations before, previously in Limerick. At the end of the day, it's an absolute matter for the commissioner to decide on deployment. But we would certainly back any measures that he would put in place to deal with what's going on up there at the moment.
Can I take it that
and we support his call for public support and information on it, by the way.
Yeah. So can I take it that the GRA are basically looking for the further rollout of armed units or armed tactical units in the case of the likes of Drogheda?
Well, it's not a further rollout. What we're looking at is a more professional rollout of firearms units that are based in every division. They're properly trained. They're tactically trained. They have access not only to firearms but to non-lethal tasers. And that's what we're looking for. It would provide a better backup for the frontline people, we believe, than what's currently in place. And if it was on a divisional basis, we see it as actually reducing the amount of firearms that would be in on Garda Síochána across the country.
The idea of it being a 24-hour rollout, is that vital, I suppose, in trying to actually tackle this level of gangland crime, Jim?
Well, absolutely. I mean, these people don't operate on a clock in a modern society. I mean, life is 24 hours these days. crime is certainly 24 hours. I mean, to have a support unit knocking off at maybe 1 or 2 in the morning and the next support unit is 100 kilometres away is not really ideal. So it no more than the frontline regular unit, policing is 24 hours, and we see it as having to be a 24-hour response that's required.
I suppose a lot of the issues that are going to be addressed, we'll be discussing them over the next few days, but even in the context of the likes of ATM robberies that have taken place, there's even some concern as well about policing in the border with regards to Brexit too. Do you think, will this, if there is a 24-hour armed support unit on a more divisional basis, as you mentioned, Jim, is that likely to kind of, I suppose, allay some of these fears?
Well, it's about, the way we look at it, public safety and our members' safety is what's paramount in all of this, and that's what this is about. And it's about having properly trained and equipped people to back up our unarmed. By no means are we seeking to have the Garda Síochána an armed force. What we're actually looking at in this thing is we see it as reducing the amount of firearms, but having more professional units on a more local level, and if and when required, can be deployed in a matter of minutes, as opposed to what might take an hour now, particularly in country divisions.
Yeah, absolutely. Look, I made the point earlier that in my own county, for instance, in Donegal, the ASU or the RSU there is based out of Ballyshannon, covering, I mean, should look at the size of County Donegal, for instance.
Donegal is huge, exactly. And that's the point we're making. We see it as just, they have it in the UK, it's how they operate in the UK, and it actually operates very effectively. But look, at the end of the day, the deployment of these units, we're aware that it's under review by the Commissioner. It's a matter for the Commissioner as to how he deploys these units, but we would be very supportive of any measures that he sees fit to put in place in relation to
it. It's also a question, I suppose, of how they're going to use the financial resource too that they have, and where they're going to actually draft the money. My thanks to you for joining us on the programme today. That's, of course, the President of the Garda Representative Association, Jim Mulligan. We've actually been running a poll on this on Twitter. We're asking people, should the Garda, you're calling for 24-hour armed support units across every division in Ireland, do you think it's needed? 76% of you said yes, you do think it's needed. 19% no said no, and 5% people said the focus is needed elsewhere.
Someone else says, every criminal in Ireland is already well armed. Time to have a real police force who can protect the citizens. There's more to policing than traffic patrols. Another listener says, you're an ass, Kieran. And they actually say more, but I think that's their main point. We have armed criminals, but no armed police force. The Gardaí are the first line of defence in the country. The army are armed, and they're a peacekeeping force. Maybe don't arm all Gardaí. Ah, come on, you cannot compare the army in the Golan Heights to a guard in Ballyhadrine. I'm sorry, John and Kilkenny.
This texter says, every criminal is already well armed. Time to have a real police force who can protect as well. And actually, we need more policing than traffic patrols too, according to this listener.